welcome to the first ever episode of the Awkward Boss Podcast. Yay, we are here. And I am so excited for all of you listening because this is the podcast that basically breaks down what it's actually like to be an entrepreneur and to step out of the boat, so to speak, and just take that leap of faith into the dreams you aspire to achieving. Here we get real. We talk about fears, we talk about failures, we talk about stumbling, but we also talk about what it is that helps individual women who have been able to pursue their dreams as entrepreneurs and influencers and business owners, and how you can maybe take away from some of that to help build your own. That is what this podcast is all about. So stay tuned and you will hopefully learn lots that you can apply yourself. So today I am interviewing the fabulous Ruthie Ridley, and she is, I mean, what can I say? When I first started following Ruthie on her blog 4 years ago, I was so inspired by the fact that she was willing to just put herself out there and be totally raw and honest with her weight loss journey. And so I started following because I was just like, wow, she's committed and she's doing it. And to keep herself accountable, she's letting the world know about it. That is pretty amazing. And fast forward a few years later, and she is working with huge household brand names and has built her following. So much so that she's getting brands pitching her all the time, and she's expanding into different projects that are really, really exciting that we get to talk about as well. In addition to that, she not only talks about all of her successes, but she also breaks down how fear for a long time played a part in her holding back and her being able to actually go out and pursue what it was she really wanted to do. But she didn't let that stop her. Oh no, she kept moving forward. She felt the fear and she dove in anyway. So I was really thrilled to talk to her in person and just find out more about her story. So if you want to hear more, keep on listening.
Hello.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm a hot mess, girl. Did a little bit of a workout this morning.
Oh, good.
But, so I'm in rough shape. So, but I figured you don't care.
Because no.
This is not being recorded, right? I mean, I'm not being videotaped, right?
No, this is not video at all. Like, I just took off my head wrap, okay? And I'm just like, let me just wash my face for good measure, okay?
Oh, so, yes.
First of all, okay, like, you had a busy morning. You dropped off the kids. You managed to work out.
I get up at 5 every day, pretty much.
Oh my God. This year, I'm like, 6 o'clock, I'm going to be up because I need to do way more. Like, I really have no excuse for doing more.
Yeah.
You, you're a powerhouse. Like,
my friends make fun of me because, like, they just always say stuff like Carly, Katie, all of them. They're like, I feel like there's like a different battery in you. It's very strong. They're like, it's very weird to me, you know?
You accomplish so much. I mean, you wear so many different crowns. You're a wife, you're a mother to 3 gorgeous kids, you're a full-time nurse, like, you have a full-time job, you're a worship leader at JC Sacramento, and a lifestyle blogger. Like, where is your cape, girl?
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
And I really appreciate you taking the time to chat. I know, like, I don't know where you store those extra batteries, but they have to be somewhere because you accomplished so much.
Oh, you're so sweet. Honestly, I don't know what's wrong with me. I do drink a lot of coffee, and I do have I don't know if you guys have these in Canada yet. They're called Bangs, and they're energy drinks. They're so popular here right now.
I'm not familiar. We have Red Bull.
Okay.
We might.
It's not good. It's a bad addiction. Right now I have my Starbucks, but the Bangs are.
But you get it done. You do what you need to do, and that's what counts, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And I think that's awesome because I feel like you represent so many women who juggle so much, but they still have, like, you know, personal goals and things that they aspire to accomplish for themselves. So I feel like we can learn from your journey and what you've been doing. So thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, let's dive right in. How would you describe yourself? Who is Ruthie Ridley?
As a brand or as just as a person?
As a brand. Let's start.
As a brand. I would say Ruthie Ridley is a lifestyle brand that is very passionate about fashion, but also the main thread that goes through that is inspiration and faith. Obviously I have a family, so that is a huge part of it. But yeah, I'm a lifestyle brand. I kind of touch on a little bit of everything, but I'm really passionate about fashion topics and anything that's inspirational or faith-based.
So based on the content that you put out and the brand you curated, is there anything people would be surprised to know about you personally?
I don't know. What
are you more like an open book generally?
I am pretty much an open book. I think people would be surprised at how I get my work done because I do work a 40-hour week and then I do push out content pretty much every day.
Yes.
Oftentimes in order to make this happen, I shoot on my lunch breaks. So I'll have a photographer meet me at my job and I'll shoot on my lunch breaks. Or I will shoot very early on a Saturday morning. I'm very fortunate in the sense that my husband basically supports every single thing I do. So, you know, this weekend we had a fun staycation at a local hotel and I said, look, babe, I need you to like turn it on. He's a very different personality. So he's super chill. He, like you, doesn't understand what kind of battery is in me. So he's like, if I don't keep up, don't be upset. Just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And I'll do my best to put on that smile and do whatever, but he's always game for whatever. So, I shoot my content during free moments. I try not to do it when I have the kids because I really don't want to take away my time with them since it is limited. But also, I'm fortunate that I work at a job where it is a desk job. So if I need to like write a quick email, respond to emails, or if I've got an idea in my head or I need to upload some images, I can do that at my desk pretty easily. So I most oftentimes during a day do about 3 or 4 things at once just to get it done. Mm-hmm.
So in that same vein, you touched a little bit on your process of content creation because you are constantly pushing out content. Is it like pre-scheduled? What does that look like?
So it is in the sense that I kind of like figure out what my week might look like based on sponsored content and images that I want to share. But it's not really planned out a lot in advance. For example, I'll have companies that reach out and they'll have deadlines for things. But around that, I just like to mix it enough where I'm pushing out content that is mine, so to speak, not a brand collaboration. And I figure that out kind of aesthetically first and then build my captions around how things look. So I have an app called Planoly. And I really like a flow with my feed. It's been interesting lately because I'm not working with one photographer exclusively. I'm working with 3 different photographers that have a slightly different aesthetic. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to make it so that things flow because that really matters to me. I always want to be kind of inspiring people to go after their dreams and just do whatever you want to do. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let circumstances hold you back. Just start with what you have and move forward, that kind of thing. So the process of content creation is built around my sponsored content. And then I'm also always wanting to put out my own stuff that I want to be aesthetically pleasing, fashion focused, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's awesome. Like you had mentioned, you know, not letting fear hold you back. Do you feel like there's been times along your journey where you've, like that's been a challenge for you personally, or what would you say would be like the biggest challenge?
Absolutely. I think fear has been a huge thing. Fear of what people think. Fear, I just based on even just how I was raised and how I thought and just growing up in like a Jamaican family, you don't like really express like what you're thinking. You just kind of like do what you're told.
Yeah.
You
don't. That goes to Africans too, trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like you don't, and you want to please and stuff like that. So I've had to learn as an adult that it's okay to be me and express mm-hmm. that and not really care what other people think. And I think that as even females, you overthink what someone might be even thinking about you and they're not. So fear of man has been a huge hurdle for me to jump over. In fact, I started just even sharing content before the blog came, just so scared. And I just felt like the Lord was just like, just keep moving. And my confidence just grew as I kept going.
That is awesome. Was there like any particular thing that you did to try to keep, I guess, that fear under wraps and push forward? It was just like, just felt the fear and did it anyway, regardless, just
I think the only way to face fear is do what you're afraid of doing. And so you just keep pushing out content or pushing out sharing, you know, something that's on your heart, for example, and not being afraid to do that and just say, you know what? Oftentimes what I would do is share what my caption or share the image with a friend or Ben and say, you know, do you think this is okay? And 100% of the time they were like, yeah, that's fine. That's all in your head. Share it. And every time I shared it, my confidence grew.
When it comes to building an audience, what would you say would be your key to being able to do that consistently? Was it just kind of listening to yourself, regardless of however, you know, whatever apprehension you're feeling, and just doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Was there any one specific thing that you felt like really helped you to attract and grow your audience?
I think the biggest thing that has helped me gain followers or audience, grow my audience, is networking with the right people and working and collaborating with different individuals. It does help that I am very plugged into Jesus culture. So me being on the album a couple years ago and then being on their podcast, Authentic You, last year, attracted a lot of females that were wanting to follow their dreams and didn't know who I was. And so that helped grow my audience, which is random. But on another like wavelength, I try to work with women a lot. So I do live interviews once a month. I shoot with other girls. I network in the city and do stuff like that. I'll be doing like a takeover for Visit Sacramento. And so that's another way to that I'll grow my audience, is because you want to have people that want to follow you.
Right. Follow you. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And putting yourself out there in realms with people or other influencers that are similar in same vein, yeah, will help you get in front of those audiences.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So tell me about your very first brand sponsorship, how you landed that, and what that felt like.
Now, I'll tell you, I thought about this, and so much happened in that first year. But I'm going to tell you about the brand partnership that I landed that was like a seal and a kiss from God that reminded me that, or just showed me that I'm doing the right thing. 2 weeks into me blogging, so I started in January 2015, I got an email from Scotty. They're still going. They're a brand that they basically can custom make dresses for you. They reached out and they said, I want to send you a dress. And I said, wow. And the girl I was working with at the time, or who was living with me at the time, wow, Charlie, you have good ears. Come on. The girl I was working with at the time, or lived here, was like, see, she showed me a video of a girl. She says, I'm going to take you, I want you to watch this show of a fashion blogger. And I watched this show, and this blogger had packages coming in. It was just like, wait, what's going on? You know, like, wow, this is a thing. She says, that's going to be you. And I was like, no way. She's like, yep, that's going to be you. And I'll never forget that. So that was my first month of blogging. And it was like, got a sign. I got an email. I mean, I was like, my website was a joke. I mean, everything was a joke. But God was like, no, I'm blessing this. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago. So a lot happened in that first year. And a lot of it was me reaching out and saying, you know, do you want to work together? Do you want to partner? That kind of thing. But my first sponsorship that felt like, wow, I am a blogger. I received an email from Home Depot and they said, we consider you a lifestyle blogger. We would like to work with you. And I remember at the time, because Ben's desk was like, I could throw a penny at him and reach him. We worked in the same office, but in like slightly different departments. And I called him over and I said, you have to read this. I think this is a scam. And so we read it and basically Home Depot reached out and they said, we would like to give you new appliances for your kitchen. So a new fridge and a new dishwasher and either Samsung or LG, whatever you want, you can pick it out. And then we'd like you to write about it. And if this is something that interests you, let us know and we'll send over a proposal. And Ben's like, yeah, say yes. So I said yes. They were like, okay, this is wonderful. Here's the proposal. You'll get, a dishwasher and a fridge of your choice, and we'll pay you $5,000 to write a blog post and do an Instagram. I don't know. It was like nothing, you know? And I was like, okay, I am doing this.
Yeah, this is legit.
This is legit. And so that was the first like big blogger moment for me. And I still pretty much 2 times a year work with them. They have been partners ever since. And so I'm actually getting ready. I just did a Clorox campaign with them. And I'm getting ready to do a Kingsford like charcoal and grill campaign with them. So they've been lovely to work with.
Do you remember how many like followers you had at the time, or did they say anything specific that?
No, because I even know people.
What it was that they liked about your
talking. They liked the family aspect that I had going on.
Yeah.
Which has never been like super. I don't know. I feel like I share my family, but I don't feel like I share it a ton. So it's always interesting to me when brands reach out and they want to do family stuff. Maybe I do share it a lot and I feel like I don't.
Yeah. They're obviously a huge aspect of your life and they picked up on that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Any advice for aspiring bloggers or influencers or entrepreneurs?
I think that one thing that has helped me along the way and really helped me in the beginning was I realized that, especially in the influencer space, the girls were very friendly and for the most part, there wasn't a lot of competition. And I don't know if that was just the circle I ended up being around, but I found that a lot of people were willing to give information and willing to include me in different, collaborations. And so my advice would be people reach out and ask questions, because had I not asked questions and connected with people, I definitely would not be able to grow or understand the space at all. And a lot of these girls who had been doing it for 5-10 years, you know, prior to me, had been so willing to offer information, so willing to give me contacts for brands. I had partnerships that came out of just reaching out. And I think that when you're trying to do something, it's so important to ask the questions and not be afraid to ask specific questions.
Awesome. If you don't ask, then how do you, receive, right?
Yeah. You just don't know. And especially when you're brand new, there's just, there's so much. And so.
Yeah. Kind of learning as you go. Mm-hmm. Anything exciting, really exciting that you're looking forward to that you're working on right now that you want us to, you want people to look out for? Like you mentioned your series of Instagram lives that you want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Instagram lives, I am basically interviewing entrepreneurs, business owners, people that are actively pursuing or living out their dreams just to be an inspiration to me and then to people who follow me. It's just one of those things where like you, like I'm like, I'm gonna be the next Oprah. Like I love interviewing people. It's so fun. Yeah. I love talking to people. I love hearing their story. That it's something about hearing people's story and their process that makes me come alive. And so I want to do that. I don't know if that's I know that the lives right now is just I'm working with what I have, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, and I'm working with a time frame, logistic, and also just resources right now. So time is an issue and resource is an issue. So I'm working with what I have. And so far, that's what I have is my Instagram lives once a month. Next up is Katie Torwalt. So I'll be interviewing her. She's my first, this is my first like friend that I know. So it'll be, we're just trying to figure out what we want to talk about because I know her. So
yeah,
it's going to be fun. But apart from that, I'm really excited because I'm in the process of designing some pieces with a brand that sells out of Nordstrom. So my name will be attached to a brand that sells out of Nordstrom. So I'm really, 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 really excited about that. And I get nervous about these things a lot because I've done things in the past that I feel like didn't do great. And so I'm just like giving it to the Lord. These opportunities to design just keep coming to me pretty much every year. Mm. So earlier this year I did leggings, and then later this year I did a t-shirt. And now we're doing this, but so we'll see what happens.
Well, it sounds like there's some really exciting stuff on the horizon, and I am so thrilled for everything that the future has in store for you, because if it's anything like how much you've grown exponentially in the past few years, there's absolutely no limit. Like there is no stopping. Wow. I feel like no is not in your vocabulary because you make it work. Like shooting on lunch breaks and girl.
I think if you're passionate about anything, if you're really, really passionate about something, you're going to make it happen. You're going to make it work.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it comes down to. If you really care about something, you're going to make the time for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know you're super busy. So
you're welcome.
I appreciate you taking the time to chat this morning. And I'm sure lots of people will be able to learn from your nuggets of wisdom you've dropped on us this morning. So yeah, I for one know I need to get my life in check. Let that fire under my butt and get to work, because if you pull it off with everything on your plate, then there's no excuse. So thank you so much.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Or is it mostly ladies? Whatever. Everyone's invited to this cookout. The very first ever Awkward Boss podcast interview with the incredible, fabulous Ruthie Ridley. You know that saying, don't meet your idols or the people you admire? Yeah, that does not apply here. I'm so glad that I got to connect with Ruthie. And I mean, she's just even more sincere and sweet and kind and generous in person than she is through her blog. So whatever sentiment comes through online, she's the real deal and just a wonderful person. So thank you so much, Ruthie, for your time. And for everybody listening, I really hope you're able to take something away that will help you in your endeavors to build your own empires, to build your own brands, whatever it is that you are focused on wanting to build for yourself. Believe that it is possible. And you heard from Ruthie herself. I mean, there is definitely going to be challenges, but there's also ways around it. If you love something enough, and if you're passionate enough about something, you will always find a means to get it done. So there you have it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.